BRB.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You got me water. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here live on Monday, December the 11th of 2023. I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be accessing the program. I'm just happy to have you. And you know, we're getting to where we're closing in on Christmas. It's getting to be crunch time, as they say. What I mean by crunch time is, I mean, if you haven't started your shopping, you should start. If you should probably think about starting. And if you're going to do it online, then you really should be starting. Because once we get to like December 20th, it's going to be harder to get the stuff online. Once we get to like December 20th, December 21st. But I'm going to remind you of something that you'll be hearing a lot. You'll hear from me multiple times between now and Christmas for sure. And that is this. Christmas, it's not about a gift-a-thon. It's not about a shop-a-thon. You know, shop till you drop. Or shop till your legs can't walk no more. Or whatever. Nope, it's not about that. And it's not about how many cookies can you bake. You know, it's about his birth. I mean, it's about the birth of Jesus. And for some of you, and for those of you that say, well, Miracle Man, what about Easter? What about the cross? What about all that? Well, if there was no birth, there could be no resurrection. The birth had to happen. Wait, I'm going to get off of that because I don't want to teach my message tonight, right this minute. You know? So you may say, well, Miracle Man, have you started your Christmas shopping? Yeah. I've gotten things like for my helpers, but as far as things for my mom and dad, my brother and stuff, haven't started. I still need to do that. One of the things I noticed at Christmas is how friendly people can be. And today I was with my mom and we went, did a little shopping in neighboring city, Saginaw, which is about 30 minutes southeast of Midland. And so, yeah, you know, we go down there, but on the first we stop to McDonald's to grab yourself, to grab myself an icy cold Coca-Cola, which, by the way, Coca-Cola is better than Dr. Pepper. It is better than Dr. Pepper. It's better than Pepsi. It's better than Sprite. It's better than that zero sugar stuff and diet stuff. But and, you know, McDonald's is special joy of Christmas, where you can grab yourself a Christmas pie, holiday pie. And the thing, they call them holiday pie, but I call them Christmas pie. Because to me, you're supposed to call Christmas, Christmas. And so I'm in there, McDonald's. We get my Coke with no ice. And they're all real nice. And then they're all like, you know, Merry Christmas. Yeah, I didn't have to get them to say it either. They actually said it, which is always a big win when they say it first. You know? And then, you know, we were at this other place where I got this really good turkey sandwich. It had apple on it. Instead of tomato, it had apple on it, which was really cool, actually. And I had this hot cider. Delicious hot cider. This place called Bain's Apple Farm. Maybe it's Apple Barn and General Store in Berland. And it was great. And even there, they were real nice. Real nice. But with it being closer to Christmas, yes, I'm going to keep on. You know, we're going to keep on singing carols and stuff. And next week, you know, when we get real close, I'm going to tell you about some things about, like, the Christmas tree, the candy cane. You know, why do we have those things? Is it just something that somebody came up with a long time ago, and we still do it now? Or not? I don't mean like not, but I mean like, is it something that we just, somebody that I might have known of or something? No, not someone I knew of, but like, is it one of those things where someone's like, hey, I want to create this thing and call it a Christmas tree. I want to come up with this thing and call it a candy cane. I want to invent these real pretty lights and just call them Christmas lights. No. There's reasons behind all that stuff. And good Christian reasons, too. Because if you run across people and they ask you questions, I want you to be able to tell them the meaning of those things. Some of those things that we do at Christmas time. Now, eggnog and chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Christmas cookies, and some of those things, I don't know what's spiritual about those. You know what? I really don't know what's spiritual about a fruitcake. I can just hear some of you on here. Oh, Miracle Man. Did you just say something bad about my fruitcake? No. No. I just said that I don't know if there's spiritual about the fruitcake. Do I personally like fruitcake? Tried a couple bites of it. I did not like it. But to each their own. Some people have a taste for fruitcake, those Christmas fruitcakes. I do not. And so we'll be having some fun with some of that stuff as we get closer to Christmas. You know what I think would be so cool someday? To do a live episode on like a horse and carriage ride or something. I would love to do that so much, to be able to do a horse and carriage ride. For, at Christmas while doing an episode. Because I've never done a horse and carriage ride before. But I've wanted to. And so I think it's pretty cool thing. But just kind of letting you know what I'm thinking about. Now tonight for teaching, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about that prophecy. The prophecy that Jesus would be born. And we'll talk about that. And then we'll go from there. But first thing I'm going to do before I get into any of that is want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. And it really dives into, you know, talk about different things that I've had to deal with. But ultimately, you know, there is something that I want you to know. The victory is always greater than the battle. It doesn't matter how hard it's been. I know the victory is always greater than the battle. Doesn't matter. Well, you don't know, Miracle Man, you don't know the hell that I've been through. Oh, really? But I know the victory is greater than the battle. Folks, I should have died years ago. But God's been so faithful. And You know, I just think, you know, where would I be without Jesus? Dead. I firmly believe that. But I know that God has just always helped me. And he will always continue to help me. You can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com. Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. Also, as I said earlier, hello, those of you who haven't started your Christmas shopping yet, come, wake up, it's December 11th. I think I'm just feeling punchy tonight, that's why I did that. But go online to the website, great gift you could buy. Buy a copy of the book Rivers of Miracles. You can buy one for yourself and also buy one to give to somebody. And as we all know, it's better to give than to receive. Amen. Amen. Just had to, you know, throw out a Christmas gift idea, one you could buy for somebody. Someone that can increase their faith, something that can increase their faith. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. If this has been a blessing over your life, and you know what? As you go on that, you know, as you sow your seed, I pray over that seed. And I do want to acknowledge Laura, listening from here in Central Michigan, as well as, let me rephrase that, in addition to, Natalia from Honduras, regular listener. Thank you, Natalia, for sowing your seeds to the program. Thank you, Laura, as you've sown your seeds. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Natalia. I love you both. I pray for you. And keep it up. You can be like Laura and Natalia by going online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing related to that that I would love for you to keep in mind, the first R in Rivers is capitalized, as is the S in Shukla. Please make a note of that, if you would, ever so kindly. I would appreciate that. Amen. And amen. The verse I want to sow into your life, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health. even as your soul prospers. Amen. Now, I'm going to sing a couple Christmas songs. I'm going to sing a few Christmas songs for you, and then get into the Word of the Lord tonight. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, but I bought some corns for popping. And the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the snow. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. The weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. And since we have no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and I bought some coal. I mean, you know, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. And as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, by gosh, no. We'll save that one for another night. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe, it's hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was headed for Pennsylvania for some homemade pumpkin pie. Pennsylvania folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, see the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, see the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home. For the holidays you can't beat home sweet home. Oh, in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing,
the glory the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus, I love and stay by my cradle till morning is night. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and stay by my cradle, and take us to heaven to live with you there, and take us to heaven to live with you there. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to he rules the world with truth and grace, and love the sons and daughters with glory and grace. Repeat the sound in joy. Repeat the sound in joy. Repeat, repeat the sound in joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and he makes the nations prove, yes, the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven and nature sing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did you bring back my charger? Oh, sorry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for tonight, Master. Thank you for every listener who has tuned into this program tonight. Thank you that these listeners are ready to receive from you what you have for them tonight. Thank you, Master, for what you are doing for these listeners. Thank you, Lord God, that you would make yourself known to these listeners if they don't know you as we study your word tonight. as we get into some things on Christmas, which is your birthday. And I thank you, Master, that you use me to deliver your word, that you've anointed me for it. And I thank you, Master, that these listeners would not be distracted and instead would be focused on you. And I thank you for that in your name. Thank you that you're meeting the needs of every listener. You know what they need, even when I don't. Thank you that you heal their bodies, that you give them finances, Lord God. You provide them with finances if they need it. Thank you that may every listener be able to have a good Christmas. In your name, Jesus. And I thank you for that, for what you're doing. And I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners tune into this program. Most of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this program. In Jesus' name, amen. You got my charger? Jamie, do you got my charger? Sorry about that. But if you got your Bible, turn with me, please, to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. Praise God. Isaiah 9. I'm going to start with verse 1. What you going to call this tonight? Miracle Man. I'm going to call tonight a star, for unto us a star is born. And so we're going to talk about that. Someday I'll have to, maybe someday I'll have to find a little Christmas tree to put right in front of where I do my episodes. Someday I should put a little mini Christmas tree right in front of it with lights on it. I just had that silly thought. It would be so cool someday to just have a little mini Christmas tree right in front of my little... Just saying. Isaiah 9. Yes. Sorry about that. But you got the charger? You got the charger?
Yep.
Thank you. But
you need it right now?
Just so I can, I just want it so I can plug my phone in.
Okay.
What time is it, by the way? Because I always use my phone to check the time.
7:15.
Sorry about that. But usually I have my phone do that for me. But
I'll plug it in the computer.
Sorry about that. I was just doing a little, you know, house thing. It's plugged in now. You can pick up my book. Where if it fell. I think it did fall. But sorry about that. But guess what? No need to worry because we back on. What?
I can plug it in.
Oh, whoops, sorry about that. You got, let's start with verse 1, chapter 9 of Isaiah. Isaiah 9:1. I did not lose track of my message, by the way. So there it is. I'm going to start reading. And I'm calling this tonight, listeners, as I said a minute ago, for unto us a star is born. Verse 1, Isaiah chapter 9, starting with verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for these who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee with the Gentiles, the way of the... I'm silencing... Siri! Voiceover! You do not have the right to come on to the Miracle Man program and be disruptive. I can have you booted from my studio if you do that. Okay, I'm just kidding. Sometimes you just gotta get... Okay. But in the future, he will honor Galilee with the Gentiles by the way of the sea, along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. In warriors used in battle and in garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. Folks, fear not. It's not talking about the government of your country. It's not talking, if you live here in the States, it's not talking about the government of your state. In other countries, you know, provinces and whatever they call the different units in your country. It's not talking about a federal government. It's not talking about a state government. It's not talking about a mayor. But it says, so we don't lose context, to be healed for the fire. For unto us, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government, his government, will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful. Oh, Jesus is so wonderful. Yes, he is. Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. You say, you may say, oh, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, that's another one. Which means God is with us. With the increase of his government, and peace, there will be no end I mean, of his increase in government MPs, there will be no end. What does that mean? Jesus never ends. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time, from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So, you may say, Miracle Man, so, you talk about lights, talk about stars, you know, light to the darkness. When we think about so it said that there would be darkness, but then Jesus would come. He would be a light. And, you know, that for unto us a child, or, as we said, a star is born. And we'll be reading about that, you know, tomorrow night, about the star, you know, that came from the east. How people saw a star in the east, and they come from afar to worship Jesus. Because that star, it wasn't just some little star. I mean, some rather big star that just happened to be bright. And they thought, oh, that looks cool. It looks awesome. But what is it? No, that star was Jesus. That star that they saw was Jesus. But it said Jesus would bring justice to the world. It said his kingdom would have no end. He would be called Wonderful and Counselor. You say, what does that mean, he's a counselor? That means when you need him, he's there for you. You can rely on him. He is good counsel to follow when you need him. You know. And he is wonderful. It said he should be called Mighty God. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And some of you may say, if any of you wonder, you know, about this Godhead thing. So we have the Godhead, three in one. The Trinity, you know, so they're three different, you know, parts or whatever, but they're the same God. They're the same God. It's the same God, the Father, the Spirit, and the Son, Jesus, that we celebrate his birthday. And it said here, he shall be called Prince of Peace. It said that.
Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Emmanuel, which, of course, Emmanuel means God is with us, which means he's with us in every season of life. But we have to trust him. And as we go through things in life, sometimes it can be easy to like lose trust and be like, could be going through a rough patch and be like, well, I don't know if that'll work. I just don't know. Last time, it'd be like, well, you can't give guarantee to anything earthly. You know that. And you're right, earthly, you can't. But you can guarantee that, I can guarantee you this. God does not leave you, will not leave you or forsake you. Even if you're being naughty, God doesn't leave. If you're living in sin, God doesn't go, they're not living right. They're doing something they shouldn't be doing. I'll go step outside for a while and catch some fresh air. Whatever. God doesn't say that. God doesn't do that. No. He is with you. He's also for you. Why? Because he loves us. So they see that star. So there's that star in the sky. And not going to talk about the manger or any of that very much tonight, because otherwise I'll be getting into other messages. We're going to get to the manger, though. We are. But they, so when it was prophesied, it was hundreds of years before it happened. Hundreds of years. And it said that he would take over, that he would sit on David's throne. And it was over David's throne. I mean, on David's throne. So that's where we get Jesus, son of David, from, even though biologically speaking, Jesus was the son of Mary and Joseph. And you know, so and they also prophesy, you know, that he'll be great and stuff. And that it'd be Emmanuel. Let's look at Isaiah 7. Let's see what it said there about Emmanuel. Because I want you all to be able to see that. The sign from Emmanuel. I mean, the sign of Emmanuel. So let's look at this sign in chapter 7. Let's look at this. When Ahaz, son of Jotham, and Gershom was king of Judah, king of Aram, and Bacchus, son of Manasseh, king of Israel, marched off to fight against Jerusalem, but they could not overthrow it. Now the house of David was told, Aram has allied itself with Ephraim.
So the hearts of Ahaz and his people were shaken, as the trees of the forest are shaken by the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, go out, you and your son, share Jashub to meet Ahaz at the end of the aqueduct of the upper pool on the road to the washerman's. Say to him, be careful to keep calm and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because of the two smoldering stoves of freewood, because of the fierce anger of risen of up the son of Ephraim, son and pause your thought, saying, let us invade Judah. This is what the Lord said. It will not take place. It will not happen. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is only Lebanon. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be too shattered to be a people. Do not turn from your faith. Do not stand at all. After the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. Now, here's where we get to that sign. But Ahaz said, verse 12, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. And then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to project the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to project the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. He will bring the king of Assyria. And that day the Lord will whistle for flies from the distant streams in Egypt, and then run the land of Assyria. They will all come and settle in the steep ravines, ripples and on the rocks, and all the soft bushes and on all the water holes. And that day the Lord will use a razor in the land of river, the king of Assyria, to make your head an Aaron. In that day, in that place where there were 1,000 vine worth 1,000 silver shekels, there will be only briars and thorns. Men will go there and bow before an arrow I'm going to recover the virus and thorns. And for all the hills once cultivated, you'll no longer go there for fear the virus and thorns that will become. But then it said that Jesus, you know, later on in Matthew, which we'll read tomorrow night, talks about, you know, he tells Mary that she'll have a son. Give him a name, Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. He will not save them from their church attendance. He won't save them from prayer. Guess what else? Sorry if you're the Grinch. He won't save you from Christmas music. He won't save you from Christmas music. Neither will I right now, because right now, if I'm in the car, unless I'm talking, chances are I have it on. If it was me driving, I'd have it on. I mean, if I'm in someone else's car, it all depends. But, you know, if it was me driving, it would be me. If it was me driving, and I could drive, you know what? I would have it on in my car, driving this time of year. And I'd be proud of it, of course. Love this time of year. I do. You know what? I'm going to see all these Christmas lights, all those Christmas trees. I'm going to be so amazed. And I'm going to be like, that's what it was about. Because I think it's cool, you know, when I feel them and I can tell with my eyes, you know, that there's all that light and all that other, you know, that there's all that bright light, you know, and all that other stuff. And it's awesome. And I love it. But Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that you were born on this earth. Thank you for what your birth meant for us, that you are wonderful. You are counselor. You are Prince of Peace. You are great I am. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you that we would be able to tell people what your birth means for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, yesterday the Lions had been up like 13-10. Oh, but what do you know? The Bears come back and start roaring across Soldier Field, and the Lions end up losing 28-13. But the good news is they are still 9-4. The problem is they've lost two of their last three. Two of their final four games are against Minnesota. Minnesota's been kind of coming back in. They've been trying to squeak back in. I'll have to see what Minnesota did yesterday. Hopefully they lost. If they didn't, that means that three-game lead that they had on the Vikings would now be two. So hopefully Minnesota lost two. That's my hope. But you know, if they didn't, two games. That means that if the Lions lost both games to Minnesota, then could have us out. But the Lions must do better. I think they will.
All right, folks. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. And until next time, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So long, everybody, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow.